The National Park Service is looking to change regulations regarding demonstrations and special events. The department recently asked for public feedback to look at ways to recover costs for ensuring public safety and security during demonstrations in and around the National Mall.
There's been an increase of demonstrations in the past decade, according to Brent Everett, acting chief of communications at National Mall Memorial Park.
The complexity of the demonstrations has significantly increased, and the impact that that has on the park and the U.S. Park Police's operations has increased.
The NPS cites the 2012 Occupy DC movement as an example of the complexity of protests. The demonstration ended up costing close to $500,000 in law enforcement and other support personnel resources.
While we always support the right to exercise the First Amendment rights of speech and assembly, we want to know the public's view on whether that's an appropriate expenditure of National Park Service funds or whether we should attempt to recover costs for supporting these kinds of events if the group seeking the permit for the event has the ability to cover the cost.
Michael Heaney, a political scientist at the University of Michigan and an expert on protests and social movements, says the cost of demonstrations is a government responsibility.
The cost of democracy is the government not only giving abstract rights through the First Amendment, but also making those rights concrete. And one of the things that the National Parks and the National Mall does is it makes it real for people to express their First Amendment rights.
Heaney also feels these changes would curtail the symbolic value of D.C.'s parks.
Demonstrations in Washington, D.C. are one of the key ways that citizens are able to express their voices on many public policy issues, and it's the main way that doesn't require them to have a lot of money. So most of the other ways that citizens would be able to connect with their representatives involve lobbying or making campaign contributions, which were all really expensive.
By the end of the public comment period, the National Park Service received more than 70,000 comments. The goal is to develop a comprehensive plan to best facilitate the use and enjoyment of the National Mall while protecting and preserving the monuments and the memorials.